Well, praise God. It's been a wonderful time to be with you.
And
I thank God for this time. And I pray that the word will produce a harvest in your life. The word is a seed. Amen. I want to just end off this whole conference on seven practical ways to lead in grace. Seven practical ways to lead in grace. Because most people here are leaders and leading churches or people. And these are just practical ways to help you as a leader. The first practical way to lead in grace is to be established in your own worth. Is to believe the worth that God has placed upon you as an individual. And not to try and derive worth out of what you do. Your worth cannot be established by your performance. The way you establish the worth of something is by how much somebody is prepared to pay. So you can come and you can tell me that your motor car is worth $1 million. But if someone is only prepared to pay $5,000, even though you might think it's worth $100 million, if someone's only prepared to pay $5,000, the worth of that is $5,000. Now your worth was determined by what was purchased, how you were purchased. Your worth was determined by how much God paid for you. And he looked around heaven. He didn't sweep some gold off the streets of heaven. He didn't send an angel for you and I. He looked around heaven and he said, "What is the most costly thing that I have?" And he saw his son Jesus. And he says that he would exchange his most valuable possession for you. You have been bought by the blood of Jesus. So to lead in grace, you have to establish your worth in what God paid for you. God loves you for you and not for what you do for him. God loves you not because of what you do for him, but because of who you are and the worth that he sees in you. If you do not believe your own worth, you are going to look for your worth in people, or you're going to look for your worth in what you do. Amen. Don't look for your worth in what other people think or say about you. Because then you become a man pleaser. And don't look for your worth out of, or sense of worth out of what you do. There are others that look for worth through how much money they have. What possessions they have. Those things don't satisfy. Proverbs 27:20, it says, "Hell and the eyes of man are never satisfied." Hell and the eyes of man are never satisfied. You see, people with this consciousness or this belief of lack,
Enough
is never enough. With us, Jesus is enough. In 1 Timothy, it says, contentment with godliness is great gain.
1 Timothy
6.
Chapter 6.
You can read all through all of that. But it says that godliness with contentment is great gain. If you have food and clothing with these, be content. Success is not in how many people you have, which suit you wear, which cell phone you have. That is worldly stuff. We don't value success that way. Be content.
Amen.
Amen. If God has called you to pastor 20 or 25 or 50 people, be content. Be content. Be faithful. God will add to you. But if you feel you are driven because of a sense of lack, that will drive you to burnout, like Pastor
said.
When you are ministering from a place of contentment, it's amazing how God adds to you. Effortlessly. But if you're striving because of a sense of lack, you're shouting into the wind. So number one, be established in your own sense of worth.
Number one,
that you are valued because of what God paid for you, and you are not valued by what you do. Okay, number two. Be persuaded of God's love for you as an individual. In 1 John chapter 4, you can read from verse 16 to
19.
But there's just one verse I want to read to you.
John chapter 4, verse 16 to 19. Asiko zvino ane verse imwe chete pamavhesi iwo avataura ivari kuda kuverenga.
I'm reading a NIV, it's different in the NIV. But in the New King James it says, we have known and believed the love that God has for us.
Verse yavari kuda King James version inotiyo. Takatenda, takaziva, nokutenda rudo, watakadiwa naro
kuna Mwari. That God is love.
Kuti Mwari rudo.
But I want you to notice it says we have known and believed.
Takatenda, watakaziva, tikabva tatenda.
You know, I've met many people, even sinners out there. You say, you know, God loves you. They say, yes, I know God loves me. But they don't believe it. You know, there are many pastors that I've spoken to. I say, you know, God loves you. Yes, 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 I know God loves
you.
But they don't believe it. You have to know in your mind, and that know actually means to know intimately. And
he's
actually talking about the knowing of a husband and a wife together. That it's talking about a knowing of intimacy. It's not talking about a knowing with your intellect. It doesn't mean to agree in your mind. It means to know through experiencing an intimacy.
Kuziva maringe nokusangana.
And to believe.
Nokutenda.
To have a full persuasion.
Kuva nokutenda kwakazara.
To be fully persuaded.
Kutenda zvakazarisisa.
Of God's love for you.
Maringe nerudo rwaMwari pamusoro peupenyu
hwako. For you as an individual.
Pamusoro peupenyu hwako sedungamunhu.
And perfect love will cast out all fear. When you know through experience and intimacy and are fully persuaded of God's love for you, then it doesn't matter what is going on around you. You feel a certain way that you are cared for by a Father who loves you. Amen. Then you don't have to look for that care through people. But you know as a son or a daughter that you are cared for. Amen. Number three. Be persuaded that every one of your base needs have been met in Jesus. You say, well, what do you mean by that,
Steve?
I'm saying that you need to be persuaded that God has met your needs through the finished work of Jesus. So that you are cared for. He says, look at the birds of the air, how they neither sow nor reap, nor gather into barns, and your Father looks after them. How much more value do you not have than the birds? So believe and be persuaded that God will look after you materially. So like, if you have food and clothing with these, be content. And your Father knows that you need these things. So be persuaded that He will meet those needs. Then you don't have to try and manipulate people to meet those needs. But you can be persuaded that your Heavenly Father sees and meets those needs. But if you are not persuaded that God has met those needs in Jesus, you are going to use the gift of hints. You know how we pray in the prayer meeting when there are wealthy people. Oh, Father, we thank you. You are so good to us. And I saw that Toyota Corolla, that such and such a motors going for $4,000. It's what a bargain. Oh, thank you, Jesus, that you have seen my needs. And that there are wealthy people here who are generous. Amen.
Amen.
You know the gift of hints. And we want to manipulate and we want to use all sorts of. Because we're not persuaded that our Father will meet our needs. You know, I give this illustration. I have four young children. But if one of my children are thirsty, they don't run to the brother or the sister. I'm thirsty, please give me something to drink. Who do they run to? Mom or dad? Amen? Yet with us, who are children of a Father who is good, who says, if you being evil know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Heavenly Father not give good things to those who belong to Him? But as brothers and sisters, we are running to brothers and sisters. Instead of running to our Father. Because we're not persuaded of His love. You know, we did a crusade in Karoi and Magunje. And I was driving back home from doing devotions with our team.
We are
driving from Magunje back to Karoi. And we have a ministry policy that we don't pick up hitchhikers. So I'm driving on my own, listening to my music. And I'm driving and I see a man and his wife with his child on the side of the road, looking for a lift. And I drive past saying, no ministry policies, we don't give lifts. I'm driving, singing to Jesus. And the Holy Spirit says, go pick them up. I say, no ministry policy says we don't pick up hitchhikers. Carry on driving. Holy Spirit says, turn around, go and pick them up. I say, no, ministry policy is we don't pick up each
other.
Go and fetch them. Okay, Lord. I stop, I turn around, Pastor Didymus drives past me with a car.
And
So I say, jump in, I ask where are you going first, because I don't want to drive him to Harare.
He
says, no, he's just going into Karoi. I said, okay, I'm going to Karoi.
Jump in.
They get the man in front, the lady and the wife in the back. But this man, I don't think he's ever been in a motor car. He doesn't know how to put the seatbelt. She doesn't know what to do when she gets in the car, how to close the door. They're people from the rural area. So I say to him, I think, the Lord wants me to do something here. So I said, why are you going into Karoi? He says, no, I'm going to sell my plot of land so that I can get some food to eat. And he says, I was standing on the side of the road and I was praying to God, please send somebody just to give us a lift. I don't have taxi money. So I said, thank you, Jesus. So we are busy driving. And I said, do you know Jesus? He says, yes, I love Jesus. And Jesus, he said, God has answered my prayer today. And then he wanted to start to tell me about his needs. And I stopped him. I said, my brother, don't tell me your needs. I said, God has just shown you. Without you telling anybody, God spoke to me to come and fetch you. To take you to
Karoi.
So whatever other need you have, God will speak to somebody to meet that need. And if nobody listens, He will send a raven to come and meet
you.
And when we arrived in Karoi, God told me to do something, so I gave him some money.
And I met his
need.
Oh,
God met his need
through me.
Without him telling me now again.
You see,
I don't have to go running to my brothers and sisters when I have a father who loves me. God's word is enough. You remember the centurion that Pastor Betty was talking about? He said, Jesus, you don't even have to come to my house. I think it's Matthew chapter
8.
He said, your word is enough. God's word is enough for you. He is not a man that he would lie. He is not deaf. You are his child. Trust his word. Amen.
Amen.
Be persuaded that your needs are met through the finished work of
Jesus.
Remember what I preached yesterday? We are not on the outside trying to bang the door down. We are in bed with the Father. We are his children. Amen.
Amen.
Are you listening? Don't be tempted by what TBN is trying to tell you. Big watch, fancy suit. And we have this image that is what successful ministry is. That's a lie. Success is knowing the will of God for you and doing it. You know the man who led Billy Graham to the Lord. He went and he did this crusade. And I think 10 people came. And only one person responded. A little boy who was 10 years old. Billy Graham.
I think he's
preached to more people than anybody ever.
Billy Graham kana chitaura pamusoro pemacrusades kutendeutsa vanhu. Hakuna munhu akaparidzira vanhu vachitendeuka kudaridza Billy Graham anozikanwa.
And the man left town, he said, ah, what a waste of time.
Achibvabva mutown murume uya after crusade yake vanhu gumi akati akundoko akuri kutambisa nguva nemari.
One young boy.
Kamukomana kana 10 years.
Don't despise what you are doing.
Usashora kana kuzvidza zvauri kuita.
Number four. Extend love and grace and mercy to others.
Tambanudzira nyasha nerudo netsitsi kune vamwe.
Luke 6. Go and read from Luke 6 from verse 27 to 40.
Luke chapter 6, verse 27 to 40.
Where it talks about, be good to those who hate you. Pray for those who spitefully use you. Bless those that curse you. Do acts of random kindness. Ark. Acts of random kindness. Go and treat somebody better than they deserve. With no hook. Sometimes we do things with an expectation. Go and do things with no expectation. Go and be kind to someone who doesn't deserve it. If you have somebody, a fellow pastor or a minister, maybe they've hurt you, been unkind or said something unkind, go and bless them. Go and give them some money. Buy them some groceries. Write them some nice scriptures. Go and bless them. Are you listening to me? That's what I do.
When
people say unkind and nasty things to me, go and bless them. Go and give them money. Buy them gifts. Write them nice notes. Not for them, but for me. Because I don't want to walk with resentment and bitterness in my heart. So the quickest way to get rid of that resentment is to pray for them, that God would bless them, and to physically go and bless them. With no expectation. Even if they... I've done it before, some people, they don't even say thank you. But you see, I'm not doing it for them. I'm doing it for me. So that I don't walk with that thing in my heart. And I can say, God bless you, man. And not say it religiously. When I say God bless you, I mean it. Number 5. Preach good news. Like what you've been hearing the last 2 days. Focus on the good news. Romans 1:16, Paul said.
Said,
I am not ashamed of the good news. For therein is the power of God to salvation. And then in verse 17 he goes on to explain. He says, for therein is a righteousness that has been revealed from faith to faith. Preach good news. Tell people that they are righteous through faith in Jesus. Preach good news. The power of God is in the good news of faith, righteousness. You will see miracles. You will see people's lives change. You will see people being generous. And it won't be because you are trying to force it. You will see their lives change. Preach good news. Number 6. Promote faithfulness, not favoritism. You know what I mean by that? Sometimes we want to promote people who are wealthy. And not those who are faithful. Hello? Are you listening to me? Sometimes we want to promote those who are influential and not those who are faithful. Hello? First Timothy chapter 5.
Timotheo kutanga chapter 5.
And there's many scriptures I can quote in Proverbs.
Pane magwaro akawanda andinogona kutaura pamusoro pawo ari muna zvirevo.
But in First Timothy chapter 5 verse 21.
Timotheo kutanga chapter 5 verse 21.
I charge you in the sight of God and Christ Jesus.
Ndinokurayira pamberi paMwari nepana Kristu Jesu.
And the elect angels.
Ne vatumwa vakasanangurwa.
To keep these instructions without partiality.
Kuti uchengetedze mirayiro iyi pasina kutsaura vanhu.
And to do nothing out of favoritism.
Usaita chimwe chinhu pamusoro pekuda vamwe vanhu uchidarika vamwe vanhu.
Do not be hasty in the laying on of hands.
Usakurumidza ungoturika maoko.
Do not share in the sins of others.
Usagoverana muzvivi zvevamwe vanhu.
Keep yourself pure.
Ra zvichengetedze wakachena wakarurama.
The Bible says that a fool promotes somebody who is not worthy.
Bible rinoti ibenzi chete rinosumudzira munhu asina kukodzera.
Don't be a fool.
Iwa usibenzi, usaita sebenzi.
See somebody, the Bible actually says, see those who heed instruction and promote them.
Bible rinobva ratoti tarisa vanhu vanoteerera mirayiro vaya, vanoteerera zvinodzidziswa, iwa ndovo unosimudzira.
If you see somebody that is always causing strife or is always wanting to promote themselves, it means they have their own agenda. But if you see somebody who is humble and faithful, promote them.
Amen.
Hello? Number 7.
Chaupedzisira.
Rest in his calling.
Zorora mukudaidza kwake.
Many times we talk about my calling.
Kazhinji tinotaura pokudai pamusoro pokudaidzwa.
No, it's not your calling.
Ndakadaidzwa ini, ndakadaidzwa. Hakusi kudaidza kwako.
It's his calling.
Kudaidza kwake.
We say I'm called.
Kadaidzwa man.
No, you are not called.
Hauna kudaidzwa iwe.
It's about him.
Zvine chokuita naye muridzi webasa.
Psalm 127 verse 1.
Muchiri kurangarira zvainotaura.
Unless the Lord builds the house, we labor in vain.
Vakasavaka imba vavati vaya vanhu vakapasina.
You see, there are ministries that have been built through self-effort.
Pane ushumiri huzhinji hwakavakwa nekumisikidzwa kubudiridza nokubata kwevanhu.
And it's like Pastor Betty has spoken.
Ndo zvanga zvitaurwa namufundisi.
Born of the flesh.
Kuberekwa nenyama.
Born of willpower.
Kuberekwa ne simba resarudzidze
vanhu. Born of charisma.
Kuberekwa ne mabasa esimba.
They just know how to preach.
Anogona kutaura.
Know how to walk. Know how to talk.
Vanoziva kutaura. Yes.
And the organ is going ki ki ki. Yeah. We hypnotize people by the way that we talk, because the anointing is here in this place. And I want to tell you now, now is the time for the Holy Spirit to manifest.
Amen, somebody. Hallelujah.
And if you sense his presence, now is the time to take out your wallet. God does not want a $1 or a $2. Soft offering. No change. Only soft notes. We have ministries that are built on that. And people are hypnotized. Throwing money.
Wow.
Oh. And we think if someone preaches like that, then they are anointed.
I said, you will be speaking with you.
Yeah.
When he's speaking.
Let it not be born of charisma. Don't become a performer. You know, the early church, they pointed at the Christians. And they said, you are Christians.
Right.
Ones who imitate Christ.
We are not
imitators.
We are
not Christians.
We are believers.
I saw many of you getting shocked. We are believers. Christ living in and through us. I'm not an actor trying to be
something.
The word hypocrite in the Greek actually means actor. I'm not an actor. Just be yourself. Be who God made you to be. Rest in Him. Rest in who you are, who God has made you to be. Do what you feel Him leading you to do. And be content then. Unless the Lord builds the house, we labor in vain. Trying to be somebody else, it makes you tired. If you wear someone else's shoes, it's uncomfortable. Don't try and be someone else. You wear someone else's shoes, you get blisters.
Cones.
Yeah. Painful.
Not words.
Do what God has called you to do. Trust Him. He loves you. His grace is sufficient. Be content. Don't be driven by lack.
Bible
says when we compare ourselves one with another, we are not wise. In normal language, it says if you compare yourself, you're actually foolish. You're a fool. You're stupid. It means you're being stupid. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your word.
Thank you.
We thank you, Father, for your calling, Lord. That we can be a part of your calling. That we can be messengers of grace. That we can be testimonies of grace. Unearned, unmerited favor, a divine enablement, doing what we naturally cannot do. Father, we just thank you, Lord, that we can trust in you. You are a good Father, that we are your children, Lord. You are trustworthy, you are faithful, you are full of loving kindness and mercy, that you treat each one of us better than we deserve. And Father, I lift every person up here today. I thank you, Father, that you care for them, that they are eternally cared for. I thank you, Father, that you lead and guide them. Give them divine opportunities and divine appointments with people to share grace and your unconditional love and mercy. That they might be examples and testimonies of grace in Zimbabwe. And that many, many lives will be affected by your wonderful grace. And Father, we always give you the glory and the praise, the honor. You are worthy of worship. You are worthy of praise. Lord Jesus, you are our King. You are our Lord. And we always give you the praise and honor, Lord. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for what you've accomplished on the cross. Thank you, Father, that you are our Father and that you are good to us. Thank you that we can pray in the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. God bless you. That was our last session.
No.
We're now going to have question and answers.